Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
White noise machines have been used by parents for years now as a way to like help soothe babies and maybe get them to sleep. There's a neurosurgeon who was on a podcast that's causing some stirs because he's saying that it might not be a good thing to be doing.
For kids.
For kids. That Fine. They're saying that there's something about the white noise setting. People spend like 3 million hours daily listening to white noise podcasts and things like that. I mean, it's definitely something like that about a third of people.
Oh, just a podcast of white noise?
There's a commercial. Somebody's got a new app, and they refer to the different kinds. There's like white noise. There's pink noise.
Yep. Okay. Brown noise.
They put like a color. Brown noise sounds stupid.
I know, but it is. Brown noise is actually very soothing.
Is it really?
Green noise. Yeah, there's all sorts of different. But what Man. They're claiming is that while it may be soothing to your kid, it's messing with like how they're interpreting their surroundings. Like drowning that out, they're not making like certain neuro connections that could possibly delay their maturity. Now, this is something where they're like, we still need to do more research about it, but they're saying that they've done like studies in like infant rats, and they've been able to see this like delayed sort of intelligence because of the fact that they get so focused on this sound to block things out.
So don't use any type of white noise, pink noise, brown noise, whatever noise.
Noise.
It's noise. The noise. Yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, honestly, my daughter still uses a white noise machine.
Oh, so you used it as an infant for her too?
Yeah, we had a thing called Sleep Sheep, and it was really cute. They sell them at Von Maur. They look like a stuffed animal, and inside of it is a noise machine. And there's different settings. There's like heartbeat and waves and rain and whale sounds and like all these different things. And basically, it's just a way, especially like living in an apartment, like when she was a baby, it was like we're all on top of each other. You wanted to, you know, if you wanted to watch TV, you were like basically just outside the door watching television. So this white noise kind of kept them in this like sleep bubble so you could have a life. But she loves it. I mean, she travels with it.
I think most people do sleep. Well, we sleep with some type of white noise in vans.
You do have a noise machine. I remember you saying that Wyleen likes to listen.
Well, I would just do the app on your phone.
Yeah, that's what she does when we travel. She uses the phone app.
I got a thing called Sleep Pillow.
Okay.
And it's usually just this. It's just a fire.
Oh, that sounds amazing. That sounds nice.
That's the default.
All right, ours are storms.
If you want storms.
That's what we have. That's what she loves. She loves the sound of the
storm.
This
is kind of a terrifying deal, though. They're saying that we all have a baseline that we know what silence is. And then we add this white noise to our sleep process after our brain has developed. They're saying when your brain is still developing. If this guy's right,
it can ruin the
baseline. Sounds kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
It'd be like why kids are weird.
Okay.
We made them. Ugh.
We made them.
I know when I read this, I was kind of like, oh no. Because, I mean, there's a certain logic to it. I mean, this is a neuroscience. And, you know, this guy, they asked him, they're like, did you use white noise with your infants and your children? And he's like, no.
And my kids are smart.
I remember years ago we had a promotions kid who worked with us. And my nickname for him was, what?
Yes.
Because he was surprised by everything.
Yeah.
Everything to him was, what?
Why would you say that? Stuff maybe, like that.
Maybe this poor kid was raised surrounded in a
white noise machine.
White noise tunnel.
He is so weird. Why would you say that? I'd be like, why not? What is wrong with you?
Yeah. So, everything was surprising.
Yeah.
So this is something, I mean, it's definitely, it's starting to go viral. Like this clip has been shared on different socials and it's starting, you know, obviously parents have opinions about it and also like feel like concern. Like I read it, I was like, well, I mean, they're always, you can never tell. It's like, it's like anything with science, you know, like, oh, coffee's good for you. Don't drink coffee. Oh,
do you guys remember your first, do you guys have a first memory? Are you conscious of the first memory you had?
No.
Because I always feel like it's an implanted dream, but I vividly remember being awake in my crib, standing up.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
And like holding the bars of the crib.
Yeah.
And being aware that like I was all alone. I'd cried out until it was just quiet. I remember being present in total darkness. Like I have
how
this vivid memory.
Remember that?
Wow.
That's nuts.
I don't know.
No.
I don't remember anything like that. I mean, I remember, you know, running around like a little kid, but not in a crib.
Remember,
that's
like
weird.
As a baby, you cry out for help and your parents have to come in and get you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We didn't have, I don't think we had baby monitors.
Baby monitors? No, not at all. I don't think so anyway.
I mean, I think we're the generation that if they could, your parents just let you cry.
Yeah, cry. He'll eventually go to sleep and eat paint chips in the morning. Yeah, that's how it was. Cry it out. Don't they still do that?
There is a certain logic to it. I mean, there does come a point where they're like, they just need to cry it out. Now, what happens is that when babies are like newborns, there's no such thing as crying it out. They're not crying to get your attention. They're crying because they need something. That's their only form of communication. But as they mature and they become, maybe they're not verbal yet, but crying becomes more of a tool, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I know if I cry.
That's what I'm saying. I have this vivid memory of not getting the response.
And then just not crying and then quiet.
And then not crying and sitting there in the silence and kind of being aware like, okay.
That didn't work.
All right. And just the blackness. And I'm standing in my crib. I'm holding on to those crib bars.
Lock up.
Baby jail.
Fresh out of the slammer.
Baby jail. Doing a piece of time. I'm doing a stretch.
Yeah, that's amazing that you can remember that.
Or it's an implanted memory. It's like a dream.
Yeah.
Aliens.
just remember this instead of us probing you.
They're probing my baby butt.
Yeah, they could have been. It's dark. You said it was just dark and. And your butt's getting...
I just remember the blackness and the quiet and the still.
That's almost terrifying.
Like almost hearing my own breath.
Your little baby breath.
That's such a clear, crisp memory.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It weirds me out.
I think I was a robot. That's when they turned me on.
Right. That's when you became...
That's when it's the first
sentient.
One. Yeah.
That's
when it became
memory.
Self-aware.
I'm trying to remember my very first memory, and it's just all... googly glop. I can't get back to a baby. I wish. No, God, no, the no. Things my parents were saying probably. Look at them.
Them looking down at you?
Yeah.
He's
two
broken.
Different heads.
Yeah.
We should have just stayed with one.
Hey.
Your young parents.
Nice,
think of your young parents looking down at you.
Still in love.
In their eyes.
Still in love. Your dad's got a great full head of hair.
Yeah. In love. Oh, yeah. I do remember when they split up, but yeah. I just don't remember the love part. That's amazing. Gosh, I hope that's real. Do you have any other thoughts? Like when they're changing you or anything like that? Nothing like that?
No,
why do you immediately have to go to the bathroom? It's not like, do you remember playing or laughing or whatever? It's like, do you remember them changing your diaper?
Yeah, just a question, Molly. Just trying to do a show here.
But I don't remember any white noise or any of that stuff, right?
I didn't
just
have
the silence.
We didn't. Yeah, that was the thing, is that you really didn't have anything like that. Maybe a music box or something, or like music, but I don't remember white noise.
We always had to share bedrooms, so that must have been, I don't know how they piled my brother and sister on top of each other or something, because I must have had my own room.
You must have.
I mean, you put that crib usually in its own room.
Mm-hmm.
The baby's room.
Yeah, because you're the youngest at that point. But all right, we'll be right back.
Big Party Show!
Channel 94.1, good morning. Okay, if you want to win Taylor Swift tickets in London, all you got to do is get your name in the hat. You can do it at channel94.1.com.
Little Miley there?
There you go. No, it's SZA.
That sounds like Miley.
It does. It very much does. All right, we have an open mic feature, so if you ever need to reach out to us, you can do it on our app. Here's a message here.
Hey, all. Sean Wheat here from Great Television. I've also had some experience with emergency management as a member of the Kansas Emergency Management Association. Jeff had it right. Putting on his shoes, having his keys, maybe a wallet with you. But one thing, when you're ahead of severe weather and you know it's going to be a severe weather alert day, you're going to want to make sure you have a go bag packed and ready to go. That's something you can grab real quick, including some shoes, an extra pair of shoes, extra pair of socks, extra pair of clothes, actually, plus maybe a couple days worth of medication and emergency contact information, because if your cell phone goes dead, you're not going to be able to look up those phone numbers. That way you have those numbers readily available to you, so once you get a hold of a phone, you can call who you need to. And then the other thing is make sure you have the needed materials for the rest of your family and your pets too. And we're not out of the woods. There is a chance for severe weather the next couple of days.
All right. Thank you so much.
Go, go, go.
Yeah.
Also, write your name on your underwear.
Oh, yes.
So if somebody finds you in
check,
a field.
Check, check, check.
Maybe your blood type.
Yeah.
Write it on your forehead with a marker.
And then run screaming.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like that guy's like ready for the end of the world, like a bug out bag.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought as a bug out bag. But you know what? It is interesting about the phone number thing. I mean, I don't know anyone's phone number except for the wives. Maybe that is a good idea to have that written down somewhere.
I don't even know my husband's phone number.
Oh,
really?
You
guys don't? Wow.
I don't know my husband's phone number.
That's crazy. I'm trying to think which ones.
I don't know why I don't. I never had to learn it ever.
Yeah, I guess that's
fair. In our whole relationship, it's been in a cell phone. I never had to, like, pick up and dial.
Do you know your sister's number?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you got one you could call.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know my sister's, and it was crazy. Like, I know my Aunt Kate and Uncle John. Like, I called their landline. I was like, I think I could probably be an amnesia patient and still be able to dial this number because I dialed it so much as a kid my whole life. But, yeah, as far as Peter, I'm like, well, which one is it? Is it Peter Black? Peter Home?
Yeah, they would be putting the blanket over your shoulders and handing you the mug of coffee.
Yeah, you'd be
shivering. Like, ma'am, can we get a hold of your husband? And you're like, I don't know his number.
You can call his place of work and ask for him. That's what I had to do once.
Wow. You should remember that. That seems like it'd be an important number. And do you know Declan's number?
No, he just got a new number.
So you don't know that either.
You should change your voice and call his place of work and do a sexy voice asking for Peter and see if that information...
see if his assistant...
Yeah, see if any of this works back to you.
Oh, dude, that
would
be
like,
great.
Some weird lady's been calling asking for me. Just act all sketchy.
I'd have to use somebody else's phone on account of the fact that they all have caller ID now. So the minute I call him and his assistant picks up, they're always like, hey.
You need to call a payphone.
They don't make payphones.
Payphone.
I figured they did in Chicago for some reason, but
no.
Maybe not. Okay. All right. Yeah, you'd have to borrow my phone, I guess. Then,
yeah. I mean,
maybe we should just call
him. Make it sound like he's got a mistress.
Yeah.
See if any of that gets downstream to you. Like if Peter's like, all right, you're going to laugh at this, but everybody at work thinks I'm having an affair.
Like, oh my God, that's so funny.
We could call him here, Jeff. You can pretend like you're a lady and totally punk him out. Yeah. That would be great.
I think he would be less upset about the fact that I was trying to frame him for cheating and more just like, do you think I don't do anything all day? Like, unlike your job, like
there's
I
that.
Actually can't take time
out
of my day,
all day
for stupid phone calls.
Ariana Grande.
Right. When's she going to come back here?
Never.
You owe us a show.
She's take it up with my booker.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish is coming.
I know, dude. That's going to be a big one. I can't recall if she's been here yet, but she is coming in November.
Ariana still owes us when she hosed us for, what was it? Coachella?
Yeah.
Riley Bina.
Everybody generally makes up those tours. I wonder, you know what? She just doesn't care.
She must not have had it in her contract. They used to have a really slick deal in some of these contracts where, like, if you skip a date, you can't come within, like, 400 miles.
Right.
Remember Willie Nelson?
They did that to Willie.
Yeah. He couldn't do anything until he fulfilled that. Then he did it and left.
And he did it in the quickest fashion. Like, the bus is, like, pulling up to the side of the stage. He's, like, barely
on the road again. I'm about ready to get on the road again. Really did. The bus pulled up. while he was doing his last song, and he walked off the stage, got on the bus, and
the final note is still hanging in the air.
At Stir Concert Cove. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's the way you exit a show. He had no time. He's like, fine, you guys suck.
Here you go, guys. You wanted it.
Yeah, I don't know why Ariana Grande didn't do a make good. I mean, she sold tickets here, right? And then she decided we were going to do Coachella instead.
Probably just being mean to her. She probably had no say. Yeah. That probably, Molly, you're right. It probably is management. If you look at a hole in the schedule that you're going to screw somebody, you're like,
oh. All day long. Yeah.
Well, the looky-loo state. I mean, come on. Yeah. Drive right through. All right. We got what's trending coming up next. Molly, what's up?
Allergy season is upon us. Apparently it can be like a pollen prison for some folks.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.